The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All this I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." And this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord. I think that commercial moved from Verizon to Sprint. That's why there was a technical problem. I use Sprint right now. And also, James, my beloved altar server, "Father, you said good morning." I said it right. That's for tomorrow. That's not for tonight. I have the temptation just to say, be quiet, Martin, and don't say a thing. And that's what we heard in our gospel story. We heard the temptation of Jesus over and over and over again. There are three temptations: food, fame, fortune. But if you think and read about this, reflect on this, these three things are not bad at all. We need food, we need wealth, we need a little fortune or fame for us to move. And come to think of it, Jesus is a good man, yet he was tempted. What does it say to us? We, the good people of Holy Family or the Christian world, we are the good people, can be tempted as well. Jesus and us were not tempted because we are bad people. We are tempted because we are good. But as a person, do you believe that you are good? And also, one of the many things that we hear in our gospel story, the devil says, "If you are the Son of God." In the Bible, if you study the scripture, especially the Old Testament and the New Testament, about the devil, about the evil spirit, it's only the spirit who recognizes the Spirit of God. When there is a person with an evil spirit, this devil or spirit will recognize Jesus as the Son of God. So that's why it says, if you are the Son of God, do this, and do this. Evil spirit recognizes good. And for us, using our conscience, our moral compass, we recognize evil in our presence, whether whatever form it is. And that's what temptation does. And as a priest with the sacrament of reconciliation, they always ask, "Father, why I do this over and over again? I come here every Saturday and I'm going to confess same thing over and over again." Sin is a habit. Most of those habits were good at the beginning. Most of those habits became bad because we overdo it. Think, for example, If you sit here at 5:30 on Sunday, if you notice, you sit in the same place over Sunday in, Sunday out, isn't it? I'm so tempted that these people, I'm going to move you here, and these people are going to move you here. And think what you feel. Because when there's temptation, when there's new surroundings, we become very uncomfortable. That's what Jesus do to us. I'm not saying Jesus is a temptation. Jesus shakes our faith. Jesus shakes our life for a reason. Now you have a choice. You have a choice to do what is good and what is right. So this is the third point that I want to share to you. If you noticed in our first reading, the story of creation, Yahweh said, breathe on me, Son of Man. And also at our gospel story, Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tempted. The word spirit and the word breath is the same. It's ruah. It means life. If we think about it and think more and more about this, our story is always good. Our choices sometimes is bad. It becomes negative. And that's a story where the Old Testament in the creation story, the beginning of creation is good. So as God says in the temptation, I was led by the Spirit. For us to tap on the goodness of God, our journey here on earth, whether it's up and down, we will be all right. And the last point I want to share to you about temptation. I always say this as a priest, never ever fear temptation. The more you push it away, the more it will come back. Think about this. When you are raising kids or teenagers right here, when you say no to your children, what will they do? They will do the opposite. Oops, I saw you. They will do the opposite. It's the same thing. It's our human nature. When you say no, we will do the opposite. It's the same thing with God. When God says this, we don't want to be bothered. I'm comfortable with my seats right now. Don't bother me. That's a temptation. But for us to look at temptation as grace. St. Teresa of Avila, the Carmelite great saint, says, never ever fear sin. Never ever fear temptation because it will lead you to grace. How so? In the Carmelite tradition, especially St. Teresa of Avila says, in order for you to know yourself, know your struggle. For her, it's a self-knowledge. Remember when Adam and Eve sinned, what happened to them when they ate the apple? They came to their senses and they said, I am naked, so we're hiding. So when we sin, there's something in our heart that says, oops, you did it again, and you made a mistake. And for St. Teresa, it's a self-knowledge to be transformed. For us today, especially this Lent, look at our sins as grace. Invite them, work with it, and pray around it. Because the more you push our sins away, it will always come back, and we will be defeated. But if you invite our sins and temptations, never ever fear temptations, it will become grace. More so, if you invite it, it becomes your prayer life. If people ask me, I don't know how to pray. Yes, you do know how to pray. Lift your temptations up to Christ. Jesus said, in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do not let us into temptation. Jesus knows, or Jesus felt to be tempted. For us today, Christians of today, the best Lent ever. What are your temptations? I want to challenge you this week. What are those challenges in your life or struggle? But at the end of the week, look at it as a grace because you will know yourself better. in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. Because self-knowledge is a gift. And we walk every single day to learn about ourselves, to learn about others, and to learn about God. What are those temptations in your life? Because one day, everything that we do is grace. So for us today, this Sunday, what are those saints or sins? And offer it to God and say, this is all yours. Help me to know myself because of my struggles. And may God lead us not into temptation. Amen.